together.
Politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, everybody. It is Wednesday afternoon. It's a beautiful day in Minnesota. Finally, we're starting to get some great weather. But the important part is that you're all tuning in from different parts of the world, actually, over 54 countries. And we welcome all of you folks. One of the topics we're going to discuss today, we're going to have a guest on, a special guest, Mr. Matt Barber, who's very articulate, very smart, uses really huge words. Maybe he's a philosopher. But anyhow, he's going to talk to us and discuss with us some of the battles that they're facing out on the East Coast with Liberty Council and that great organization. Another thing that we want to bring up is just to start this whole thing off. We all know about this administration. We've discussed a lot of issues and how many of these issues that are negative, that are bringing America, putting on a new face and bringing America in a whole new different direction, they trace themselves right back into the White House. And the way that we take our direction and we turn it to the left or to the right is generally through what? Well, law is a straight stick. It's straight and it gives boundaries and gives guidelines. That's what the Constitution is. It's the law of the land. And what you see is those that are deviant, not just deviant in their crimes. Well, deviance is a form of crime. They can be sexually deviant. They can be religiously deviant. Deviance is where you deviate from the straight line, from the standard that's given to us. Another way that we see nowadays is because people are emboldened, criminals are emboldened, and again, the criminals sit right in this administration, trace them all the way back up to the people that fund them, to the people that give them a pedestal, to the people that put them in media. You follow it right up the chain. Deviance. Now you have criminals becoming emboldened saying, hey, I want my rights too. You know, I was just studying the Constitution last night, and we're talking about freedom of speech, and I'm going through the Bill of Rights, First Amendment. Freedom of speech was established in this country. The reason that people may petition or bring a readdress of grievances, freedom of speech did not mean I have the ability to swear, to curse, because in the same states that ratified freedom of speech in the Bill of Rights, profanity and blasphemy were illegal. You would be fined. how in the world do we come into the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s now, 2010s, and all of a sudden freedom of speech means whatever I want to say, that's my freedom. And of course you don't have the freedom. You have the freedom to drive in this country, as an example. You don't have the freedom to break the laws while you're driving. Listen to these illegal immigrants. And folks, the MRC, we've been posting a lot of videos on the Media Research Center's website. But MRC TV is where all of our videos we've been uploading on a regular basis. And for many of you who follow the WorldNet Daily column that Bradley does every week, it's a weekly, sometimes bi-weekly, and they're also posted on Genesis Communication. Today there's a new new column piece on GCNlive.com of this situation that we had with St. Cloud State. It's fantastic. It's got live video. You're going to want to check that out. It's at GCNlive.com. Check out all of our Facebooks. You want to join Bradley's Facebook. It's Bradley Dean. You also want to follow him on Twitter. That's Bradley Dean 1. But should illegals be allowed to vote? This whole mentality of those that are criminals demanding their rights, trace it right back up to the White House. Let's listen to what some of these emboldened criminals, that being illegal aliens, who came here illegally, they broke the law to get here, like they're going to abide by the laws once they're here. Let's listen to what they have to say. This is at the Supreme Court when they're ruling on the Arizona law. Go ahead and let it roll. Go ahead.
As SB, you registered them to do what? For citizenship?
No, we registered them to vote for the election.
You register them to vote. How do you, when you register them, how do you tell if they're illegal or not?
We definitely follow that. We have to ask them for on a state ID.
I think they should go through the process of becoming citizens and vote.
Okay, but as long as...
Just like my friends who have come here on work as visas, gotten married...
But as long as they're not citizens, they shouldn't be able to vote, right?
It's not like citizens really vote because it's all about the electoral college.
Do you think illegal immigrants in this country should be able to vote?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes, absolutely.
You speak English? You don't speak English either. Why do you think there's so many... Okay, you don't speak English, so I can't ask you that question. Do you think that illegal immigrants should be able to vote in American elections? So, no, you don't think illegal immigrants should be able to vote? Yes or no? You just think it's ridiculous, but you're not willing to say no? No, illegal immigrants aren't...
You're not going to make me respond to a ridiculous question.
Okay.
A ridiculous question!
People who are categorized as illegal citizens here, illegal immigrants.
All my family.
Do you think those people should be allowed to vote?
Of course.
Yeah.
My family's been here for 23 years in this country. Undocumented, no rights.
They're illegal. Your family's illegal.
Nobody's illegal. They're undocumented.
Undocumented Americans.
Do you guys believe illegal immigrants should be able to vote?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, in America.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Well, what's going on?
There's a Supreme Court case that's being argued here about the Arizona...
Why? What's going on? We don't understand. Of course illegals should be able to vote. And I guarantee you, I mean, why in the world does our president come against Jan Brewer? Or Sheriff Joe? Why? Or if we go to Alabama, why in the world is this administration attacking people for being on the right side of the law? It goes right up to the White House. Then you get these stupid responses. Folks, this isn't the end of it. This is literally what they're trained to say. Yeah, I've been illegal 20 years, but it's not illegal anymore. It's undocumented. Oh, it's undocumented. Undocumentedly illegal. Why are they emboldened, folks? We're going to find out more as we keep covering this topic. Again, go right to this administration, folks. That's where you'll find the source. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
My name is Michael. I listen to the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake on WXME in Monticello, Maine. And Bradley and Jake are not only a breath of fresh air. They are a whole new atmosphere.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Through preparedness.
We are back, folks. And again, you can find this video that we actually just played. And why are criminals becoming emboldened? You know, the point is this administration doesn't have criminals believing that they're criminals. They're trying to liberate criminals. Well, what happens when criminals in a society get liberated? Well, then those that are truly free, that follow the law, that obey the law, that have the right standards, morals, and ethics, guess who becomes the target? Them. Wow, does that remind you of a man named Mr. Lenin, for example, using the have-nots against the haves? Now, typically speaking, in a society, the people that have not, it's just like the little story I told the other day, the first time I'd ever been in an unemployment office, I had to go there because I was in a treatment program where some of the people were on unemployment. So I went to this program. I grew up in a small town. I didn't even know what unemployment was, actually. There's actually a place you can go and somebody gives you money and food? Really? I want some. I didn't even know about it. I went to this unemployment place, bringing somebody there because I was the driver. I was the person who's supposed to chaperone or whatever. I get in there and there's this guy in there. You know, there's no other way to describe it. I'm sorry if this is discriminatory. He's got blackheads all over his face. He's all greasy. His beard's like growing out. His hair's all chaotic. You know, those guys you see on the side of the road with the backpacks on, holding a little sign. You know, God bless, give me some money, that kind of thing. And, you know, I went up to him. I was like, so what are you here for? He's like, I don't have a job. I mean, that's kind of how he talked, too. Is that discriminatory, player? I'm really sorry. You know, I'm just a naive kid from a small town. It's where I came from. So I calls a spade a spade. This man starts talking about, no, I don't have a job, you know, that's why I'm here. And I said, well, for real? This is awesome. Because you know what? I was just talking to somebody, and I really was. And there's this place right downtown Minneapolis. It's a sub shop, you know. You go get subs. And they're hiring right down. You get like $9 an hour there. And he looked at me. He's like, well, $9 an hour, that's nothing. That's not a lot of money. I kind of scratched my head. I didn't even know what to retaliate with because, again, I just got, you know, I was green behind the ears. I just came in. I just became a Christian. I just started making the choice in my life to do what was right and not what was wrong because I saw the redemption of Christ. And I thought, man, I don't want to return to that garbage that I used to do. And I was just shocked. I was dumbfounded. This guy didn't even actually want a job. Now you have people that are expecting something. And we're talking about criminals now. Because we were talking about the have-nots. Why do the have-nots have not? A lot of times it's because the have-nots don't want to have anything they have to work for. They want to have everything they don't need to work for. So they rely upon the haves that work to get what they can get back. Well, then he turned into class warfare and he starts setting one class against another. Could this president be using illegal aliens? Well, I can promise you they see Obama as their friend. He's the masquerading man with the cape and the white horse that comes charging down to Arizona to tell that old woman, Jan Brewer, what she's missing. She doesn't understand the Constitution. Quick to insult and sick his minions on people like Sheriff Joe. In the state of Alabama or Texas, you name it, folks. Let's listen to what some of these emboldened criminals, whose pal and chum is sitting in the White House, they probably could have even seen some of this protest going on down at the Supreme Court. We just happened to capture it so that you could hear it. But when you hear this, I'm not just playing this for the entertainment value. Oh, those dumb liberals, they're so stupid. Look at these dumb illegal aliens. Man, Barack Obama's the devil and this and that and this and that. No, the reason I'm playing it for you is so you can understand it's your inaction that causes this. That's it, period. Your inaction. The finger comes right back to those that aren't acting that know to do right. And that's where it lies upon us, folks, to do, to challenge, to step, to put your foot down, to confront. Man, you're all on Facebook and Twitter and everything. Start activating your gifts, man. Start in activism. Get busy. Confront. Don't send me your Facebooks about, yeah, I just got me a new boat. I caught a 6-pound bass the other day. Oh, I'm tucking the children into bed tonight. What a beautiful day. And take a picture of the stinking sunset. Who cares? We're in war, man. We've got to win. They're not going to give it up. Listen to these criminals. That's what they are. They're illegal aliens. Why are they speaking like this?
Can we talk to you about your sign? No, they're not into this. Do you think that people who are in this country illegally should be able to vote?
Yeah?
Yeah?
I have really good songs.
Good songs?
We're gonna keep on walking. Keep on
oh, there you go. Talking. There's another lobby.
Marching up to freedom. Well.
Where are you guys from? Where's that? Where's that?
Salvador.
Salvador? El Salvador. Okay, do any of these guys speak English? Nobody speaks English.
I mean, why do they speak English? They're in America. I mean, come on.
Okay, that's
interesting. Discriminating, racist.
I was just asking you, just seeing what you had to say about it. I mean, you are wearing that orange jacket, so I figured I could come to you for some information.
No, you can't because I stand out, and I'm not to answer your question.
Oh, you stand out because of the orange, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You stand out. Look at, they're at war against you. You just ask a question. But you know what, folks? Who cares? You know, some people are shocked. We did an event in St. Cloud. Folks, again, you want to go to GCN Live to check it out. It's on Bradley's Facebook. It's on the Sons of Liberty Facebook. The newest column that Bradley did. People are shocked. Wow, do you guys normally get, you know, this kind of persecution whenever you do something? I mean, wow. Yes! Why? Because we're effective. And they don't like it. And we've been talking the past couple days about this Dan Savage clown. He's making headlines. He is an exemplification, not only of this administration, but what American people have allowed this administration to do. But thank God for his mercy that he's allowing the mask to come off. Now, are you going to react and respond? Yes. And people are. And Matt Barber, who's going to be our guest on this next segment, is definitely responding. Bradley Dean, folks, you read his columns every single week. Read and do. That's the purpose of them. As I said before, read, do, post, comment, engage. Because if you don't engage, what is going to happen? Well, if a criminal breaks into your house and you stand at the door in your bathrobe and you look at him, he looks at you, and you keep looking, he's going to assault you and rob your house. That's what criminals do. The criminal didn't go check with the police department before he went and broke in your house to see if the local statute allowed him to break and enter. It's not what they do. They don't have a rule book. Their rule book is how do we break the rules. making what is wrong right. That's what we see here on the illegal immigration policy. Why is it that all these unlawful policies come straight out of administrations like Obama's? Why? Because that's what they're there for. They're bent on chaos, nihilists. They don't care about order. They hate law. Anything that tells them this goes here, or 1 + 1 = 2, anything that's right, they're at war against. Folks, recently, we had a conference called Creating Change. Creating Change Conference of the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force came to Minneapolis. And guess who was there to welcome them? Folks, pay attention to this. See, it's not even an issue of being gay. Gay people. No. It's about when they commit crimes. Oh, yeah, but the press loves to say, oh, you're attacking poor gay people and poor gay children. Oh, you're so bullying. No, we're attacking crime just like a police officer does, because that's what makes a good police officer. We're condemning crime just like a judge does, because that's what makes a good, thank you, judge. But Al Franken, when they come to town, says, I'm so pleased the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force. Do you know the fruit of what they do, Al Franken? And yes, I submit to you that he knows exactly, because he's just as lawless. Dan Savage, exemplifying again. Matt Barber's going to get on, just released a column. World Net Daily, you're going to see Bradley's. He's got new information we're going to cover. New stuff of this Dan Savage. It keeps going, folks. The mask is off. They're ready to get dealt with. I'm so pleased the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force chose Minnesota to host this year's conference. As you know, we have made some progress in recent times on these issues, yet we are all aware that there is still a lot of work to be done. Oh, so there's more laws that you need to break, Mr. Al Franken? So there's more stuff you want to do by tearing down our Constitution when you get over there in the Senate, Mr. Franken? I quote again, yet we are all aware there is still a lot of work to be done. The mayor of Minneapolis, welcome to Minneapolis. We're very pleased that you've chose the 23rd annual Creating Change Conference on the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force. Could that be why the media in concert is always attacking men like Bradley Dean for standing up for truth and that which is right? Could it be because political figures on both sides of the aisle, GOP, heck, they attack worse? And the Democrat Party are coming after him. Folks, we'll be right back with Mr. Matt Barber right after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX. No tax.
Welcome back, folks, to the Sons of Liberty. And you can find us at sonsoflibertyradio.com. I want to read one of Bradley's recent Twitters. Again, you want to follow him at Bradley Dean. That's Bradley with 2 E's. Dean, the number 1 on Twitter. Bradley Dean 1. Difficulties are meant to rouse, not discourage. The human spirit is to grow strong by conflict. By Mr. William Ellery. And folks, you want to follow that kind of thinking, that train of thought, because that's what's going to cause you to overcome in the day. I want to make a quick reference to 2 Chronicles chapter 18. Now, Jehoshaphat had riches. Jehoshaphat was a righteous, godly king. He had and because of that, he had riches and honor in abundance. And this next five words, is what is, it's what's destroying, it's what will destroy civilizations. It's what will destroy your walk before God. It says next, and joined affinity with Ahab. Ahab was a wicked. As a matter of fact, he was the most wicked ruler in Israel ever. He joined affinity with him. Now, he didn't do bad things like Ahab. He joined affinity with him. He actually had his son, allowed his son to marry one of Ahab's daughters. That's all just a marriage. Oh, come on, they can change. He joined affinity with him, the word says. And because of that, his son, when he died, that daughter of Ahab actually took over the kingdom and oppressed the people. It's the affinity that we develop. Well, I'm just going to love them to Jesus. I'm going to be around them, stand around them. Everything's going to be good. No, what you're doing is you're showing that you accept it. And it's the same reason that on the Sons of Liberty, we're calling certain people out. There's no gains to us in the natural realm. The gain is when we please God, period. That's it. End of story. Now, really quick, I want to take a call, and then we have Mr. Matt Barber from Liberty Council with us. Dave in Iowa, go ahead with your comment, if you can be quick and brief, please.
Yeah, Jack, I just want to say what you just talked about, it spoke to me, and it brings it back to the Bible that, you know, how can two people walk together unless they agree on something, you know?
That's right.
How are we supposed to be set apart if we're not setting ourselves apart?
You got it. You know, so. And again, it's the age-old adage that says the reason evil men prevail is because good men do nothing. Thank you very much for your call, Dave. I appreciate you listening in Iowa. We got a lot of work to do in Iowa still. But now I want to introduce to you Mr. Matt Barber. Works with Liberty Council. These guys are heroes out there, folks, because they're aggressively taking stands against wickedness and darkness, and that's the reason that we have you on. Thanks for being on with us again, Mr. Barber. How are you?
Hey, Jake. How are you doing, man?
Doing well. Now, I just had a couple. Well, first of all, we were going to cover, you had been written up in the Daily Caller not too long ago, and it was a fantastic article. So I spent all this time going through it and understanding it, and then I get blasted this morning with your latest call, and it was on WorldNet Daily, right?
Yeah.
And we're talking about Mr. Dan Savage, which we should be, because, again, this exemplifies the fact that it is a war. And here, if you don't believe it, if you're not actually engaged in it, folks, take it from the other side, because they're at war. So I kind of want to touch on both topics, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, you bet.
So bring us up to speed now on Mr. Savage and his latest assaults against the American church. And then I also want you to speak to this, because I know a lot of your supporters happen to be evangelical Christians and people that maybe are leaning right and have been conservatives and are kind of like the foundation of American society. Give me their response. How are people reacting to the things that you discussed?
Well, I've been a long-time critic of Dan Savage. He is really the face of the radical homosexual activist lobby and their tactic of you know, taking bullying, you know, things that we all are opposed to, things that we all are against, and using an anti-bullying campaign in order to push a radical sexual anarchist political agenda. Dan Savage is the founder, the creator of the It Gets Better campaign that is geared at, again, using the idea of preventing bullying in order to push homosexual indoctrination into public schools and elsewhere. And Dan Savage, he's a vile, disgusting, he's a sex columnist with the syndicated nationally New York Times, and he's an out and proud homosexual. He advocates non-monogamy, open marriages, and advocates, you know, kids to engage and experiment in orgies and, I mean, just stuff that you can't even really discuss. Most famously put, you know, the Santorum.com website, mm-hmm. just taking Rick Santorum's name and just redefining it in a vile and just disgusting way. This guy is the biggest bully on the face of the earth, and he is somehow the face of the left's anti-bullying campaign. Well, the jig's up. He discredited himself recently at a national high school journalism conference with about 3,000 high school students there. He couldn't help himself. He launched into just a tirade, an anti-Christian tirade, bashing the Bible as bull, expletive, and then when 100 or more students, ostensibly a number of them Christian students, got up and started to walk out, he started berating them and calling them pansy blanks and using, you know, cussing out these students and bullying these kids, you know, some as young as 13, 14 years old. Some of the kids are shown leaving in tears. So the curtain, you know, we've pulled back the curtain and we see who the true face of the radical homosexual activist lobby is, with Dan Savage. And this is what I know you guys have been saying all along, that the biggest, you know, those who claim to be the self-described defenders of tolerance and diversity and those who oppose hate and bigotry are most often the most hateful and bigoted among us.
You got it. You know what I gather from this is this guy is serious about his crime. He is serious, America. He's not joking around. As you said before, he couldn't contain himself because he's so full of the seriousness of his crime. And I want to say this too, and you brought it up, Matt. Bradley is serious about protecting America and our kids. Now, this is where I kind of want to bring this to, and I'm hoping you can speak to this, Matt. We have conservative America right now who always thinks, well, you know, you're getting a little too radical against those guys. I mean, well, it almost seems kind of hateful what you're actually saying. Now the mask is ripped off, okay? Now, you know, 50, 60-year-old grandma, grandpa, whatever, that, you know, doesn't like long hair, doesn't like loud music, doesn't like tattoos, doesn't think any of that belongs in Christianity. Now they need somebody to stand against the wall because the tide is coming down. How are they responding? Are they finally saying, you know what, maybe we need to get a little bit more aggressive. Maybe we need to start showing our fangs because they're not stopping.
You know, I've never understood this, you know, this false portrayal of Christ as being this just always pious, walking around with his hands folded.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, last time I checked, he wove, hand-wove a whip, premeditated, was cracking a whip, turning over temples, you know, used some really direct and strong language.
Amen.
In describing the Pharisees. And this guy was a carpenter, a strong upper body strength. He, you know, Jesus was not a wussy.
That's,
you know,
right.
And I'm sorry that so many evangelical Christians think that Christianity means that we're supposed to just allow ourselves to be trampled on. Well, we see what happens when we retreat to these little enclaves to be in the world, not of the world.
That's right.
And that,
yeah,
that does not mean that we go, you know, retreat and try to, you know, avoid being part of the world. Mm-hmm. We are to be salt and light and to go and to speak truth, the truth of Christ, boldly and proudly in love, always in love, but sometimes the salt, you know, burns and the light blinds those who love darkness and hate truth.
The point is, if Christ wasn't bringing about social transformation, they would have never crucified him. So now that we're past that, and I appreciate it, Matt. That's why you're on the show with us. We appreciate your fire, that you're after it. And folks, everybody listening, you've got to be after it. We can't be making affinity with the other side thinking we're going to hug them to Jesus. These guys are serious about their crime. So serious. This is the name of one of his books. This Dan Savage guy, Skipping Towards Gomorrah. That's the name of his book, Skipping Towards Gomorrah. No stuttering
skipping,
there.
Right. Skipping Towards
la,
Gomorrah.
La, 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 la.
Yeah, that's mocking Judge Bork, the former who was considered for the United States Supreme Court. His book, Slouching Towards Gomorrah, which of course shows how what a decline we're in as a nation relative to moral standards and getting away from our Judeo-Christian roots. Well, Savage says, yes, we are headed that direction, and we should skip to that direction. Be happy because that's where we need to take us. This guy has his own show on MTV, is reaching high school kids and middle school, junior high, you name it, across the country. He's hugely popular. He's a 47-year-old middle-aged pervert.
That's right.
And here he is telling kids to engage in all form of self-destructive sexual behavior, to abandon their parents' faith, to abandon their own faith in Christianity, bashing it. This man hates God. He hates the truth of God. And so he wants to bring down as many souls as he possibly can with him. He's a vile, vile human being. Yes, we need to pray for him, but Dan Savage, you know, we do not, you know, go, as you pointed out, we do not have an affinity for this guy. We do not partner with him in things and be soft-spoken we speak truth in love to him. That's the only way for him to come to Christ, is to repent of his sin, advocating the sin, and then go and sin no more, as Christ said.
You know, and this guy grew up in a traditional Christian home, but folks, when somebody starts naming a book Skipping Towards Gomorrah, there's no more hugging them to Jesus. You can't actually have mercy until the law has broke you. And the law can't break you unless you give it in that fashion. The legitimacy of this man is propped up by people like this president. 5,000 Pentagon employees were investigated for child pornography, yet he overlooked the ICE investigation, appointed 225 homosexuals and transvestites, including Alina Kagan, who queerified Harvard. His Safe School czar, Kevin Jennings, wrote the foreword to the book entitled Queering the Elementary. Boy, you know, these guys are so stupid, they're going right for our kids. Folks, we got to wrap up this segment. We're going to come back with Mr. Matt Barber. But think about this. They're so stupid and so sick and so deranged and so criminal that they're going after your kids. And the GOP and people who are conservatives, not all, again, I'm not making a blanket statement here, but many say, well, that's stupid to go after the kids. Don't they realize it's the blue hairs that are going to help establish and organize America and bring a better change? No, it's the next generation. They know where they're going. And folks, they are going to be dealt with by that generation once they see the light, when we bring the light. We'll be right back, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
My name is Michael. I listen to the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake on WXME in Monticello, Maine. And Bradley and Jake are not only a breath of fresh air. They are a whole new atmosphere.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Guaranteed or your money back.
Welcome back, folks. Sons of Liberty, this is the final segment. I apologize. I have not given the number on purpose because there is not enough time to talk. But you can interject if you'd like on Facebook. That's Sons of Liberty. We have a Facebook there. And also on Bradley Dean's Facebook. And then also you can find the new website. You'll see it at SOL Media. It's right on our homepage, sonsoflibertyradio.com. SOL Media is a media page now. It's kind of like a media newspaper of the topics that we're going to be covering on the show. So you can find them during the show. You can find them after the show. All of the topics are going to be right there. We've addressed quite a few things up to this point. But I also, too, want to prep you guys for tomorrow or the next day when Bradley releases his column, because there's more information on this Dan Savage, mentally ill man who's at war with God. And guess what? That which a man spits against heaven will fall on his own face. It's called gravity. It's called a natural law. It's called a revealed law that a man, God is not mocked, that whatsoever a man sows, he shall also reap. But I love it, especially when I'm reading. And Matt, you can probably relate to this. When you're reading in the Old Testament, you're reading about the kings, or you're even reading in New Testament. When the righteous bring judgment, rather than it having to be Babylon or Egypt or some other country having to come and spank Israel because they're not listening, when Israel's own hierarchy, when their own priests, and when their own political structures get together and say, you know what? Our fathers have betrayed God. We're going to get together. We're going to pray and fast and get on the right track. And God blesses them, and they deal with wickedness. And that's exactly, again, why we have you on the show, because you are a son of liberty. Matt, how do people get in touch with you really quickly? And then we're going to dive into your last article that was published on the Daily Caller.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, folks can get a hold of us at Liberty Council at lc.org is the best way for Liberty Council, lc.org. We love to hear from people and to partner with your listeners. I know the fans of Sons of Liberty certainly are the kind of folks that we'd love to be working with at Liberty Council.
You know, it reminds me of, do you remember when, did you ever see The Patriot, that movie?
Oh, yeah, love it.
When when he takes his... is the French guy over to one of the saloons or one of the taverns, and he says, these sort of people aren't the type that we need. And he peeks his head and he says, God save King George. And then he slams the door and all sorts of knives and stuff go out, and he says, nonsense. This is exactly the type we need. We need people that are active, folks. I don't condone going to a saloon, but the point is action here. Now, on this last one, you were talking about the liberal media watchdogs and how what happens is, for instance, you know, a Dan Savage gets up and speaks what he's speaking, and all the conservative outlets report it objectively. Oh, he said this, and he said that, and he said this, and he said that. Can you believe it, America? Oh, wow, here's the video. Watch it. But when Matt Barber, Bradley Dean go and do a presentation for high school students and talk about Judeo-Christian values, morals, and ethics, what does the liberal media do? Can you give some examples?
Well, yeah, well, sure. We, you know, and we're talking about the issue with Dan Savage here. Here is a perfect example. You know, you guys go and speak to high school kids, bringing the truth of God, God's truth in love, to these high school kids. And Dan Savage is reaching out to the same audience, high school kids, trying to corrupt them, pervert their minds, and lead them to wickedness and sexual immorality. You guys are trying to steer them toward the light of Christ, and you are portrayed as the hateful, bigoted villains in the mainstream media. And when a Dan Savage literally attacks and starts cursing God and the Bible and high school kids, cussing them out from the stage, the mainstream media circles the wagons around Dan Savage because they are Dan Savage. They are of the same mindset. They are the secular humanist mindset. And that's what this is all about. This is a epic clash of worldviews. And the left, progressives, have to obfuscate, they have to spin and change the message. They have to use a bunch of language to cover what their actual message is, and then they have to misrepresent our message in order to win young people because they're arguments just simply don't hold water. So they name call, they attack, they engage in personal attacks, and when one of their own has gotten himself into trouble, they circle the wagons around him. That's the most recent example I can think of in using the comparison between Savage, what he does, and what you guys do.
I love it. So poor Dan Savage was mischaracterized, and he's apologizing because he didn't really mean to make fun of Christians. He was just speaking about the Bible or something, and he had a headache that day, and he wasn't feeling very good, and... after all,
when he said the Bible was full of bull blank,
and that
the Christian kids that were walking out were a bunch of pansy blanks, he was just misconstrued. Exactly.
Yeah,
That's the way they'll spin it.
Let's not get judgmental. I mean, come on. You don't think he really meant that, do you? I mean, out of the abundance of the heart, though, the mouth speaks, I guess. Okay, so here's a scheme. Eerily reminiscent to the former Soviet Union, GLAAD, GLAAD, Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, because they don't want to be defamed, even though that's about all I heard the other day for those high school students from Mr. Savage. They have something called Commentator Accountability Project. They would enlist fellow progressives to dutifully report on designated websites anytime a pundit identified on the blacklist appears in the media. You're one of those folks that appear on the blacklist. What happens, and again, it's been exemplified through Bradley Dean, it's exemplified through Matt Barber. What happens specifically, and name some of these organizations that are doing it, and who's behind them, and can we trace them to the house that's white on Pennsylvania Avenue?
Well, sure, and that's, and yes, he absolutely can. These are the same kind of leftist organizations, the Solilinsky motivated organizations that fit right into the worldview of Barack Obama. The Southern Poverty Law Center, who anybody with whom they disagree, anybody who elevates a biblical worldview or the traditional view of sexual morality, for instance, is a hate group. So they use, again, the personal attack. They try to marginalize by saying you're just a hate group. That's what GLAAD is doing here. They have this list of 36 top, educated, articulate, well-qualified, I'm honored. I don't deserve to even be in the same category with these folks that I'm included with. What an honor it is to be included, people like Chuck Colson and others who just passed away. But it's literally a blacklist. They have their liberal followers contact MSNBC or CBS or whoever actually has one of these commentators on, and then they hound them to shut them up, to silence them. And that's what that article that I recently wrote in the Daily Caller, The Left's Free Speech Attack Dogs, that's what they do. The Southern Poverty Law Center, GLAAD, the Media Matters for America, all of these Orwellian leftist groups, they know they cannot win the debate on the merits, so the only tactic they have is to silence all dissent. They have to shut up the opposition so they can spread their lies and propaganda without having to answer any opposition.
You know, what's crazy about this is, tactically speaking, when you're in war or you're engaging in warfare, you don't want the other side to see you hide. They're not hiding this at all. George Soros funds Media Matters. George Soros likes to contribute money to that house that's white down on Pennsylvania Avenue. This Dan Savage, who's he honored by? He gets to come with his, it's impossible, it's not a husband, it's a man lover, these guys are sodomites, gets to come to the White House and he's praised for it. Now, this is what Saul Alinsky says, going back to these tactics. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Now you have Kirk and Hunter Madsen laying out GLAAD's approach, and what do they call it, Matt?
Yeah, After the Ball is the name of the book, and they have a number of different strategies. What they essentially do is they compare you and me and anybody who takes a traditional values approach to human sexuality, and they compare you to the KKK, to neo-Nazis, to skinheads. This is what the Southern Poverty Law Center is doing.
But they use their tactics.
Guilt by a false association, and this is right out of the playbook from After the Ball. This is what all of these organizations are doing. It's Saul Alinsky on steroids, and again, the whole purpose here is to marginalize the opposition and to silence so that they have their message in a vacuum without any dissenting opinion.
This is as crazy as this. And Matt Barber, thank you so much for being with us on the show. We're drawing to an end. You can find Matt at lc.org. It's always a privilege, and we're going to have you back on again. Again, it's Matt Barber with Liberty Council, lc.org. Thanks for being with us. But it's as simple as this here. Hitler, back in World War II, goes and he finds all the Jews that he can, and he accuses them of racism. Or the KKK in the South goes down and finds all of Black America and starts accusing them of racism. And starts beating them, just as Bradley has said a number of times. They cry victim while they're punching you. These people are serious about their crimes, and I submit to you, Bradley, this ministry, the Sons of Liberty, are serious about protecting America from our kids. It's extreme love, folks. Extreme love. If we do nothing, the consequence is our youth. But folks, we are doing something, and the consequence will be redemption. We'll be with you tomorrow.